Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're going to hear this story and say, what a bunch of idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be right.
Okay.
But it might also be important to keep things in perspective. Because what this idiotic and dangerous thing is to us now.
Yeah.
Might sure as hell sounded like a lot of fun when we were 15, 16, right. 17 years old. You're hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Three unnamed juveniles are facing charges out in Ontario County.
So what happened?
They were arrested after police say they caught them intentionally crashing cars into each other.
Cars?
Multiple times.
Like Demolition Derby style?
Okay, I will read you what the report says.
Holy Christ.
A state trooper says he observed two Kia Souls striking each other on Route 96 around 11:30 Tuesday morning.
So they're on the open road doing this?
Not even like in a parking lot or something.
Like crashing into each other going down the road?
In the middle of a Tuesday.
God damn, man, on 96?
You got it. So trooper hit the lights and sirens.
Yeah.
But the kids, they did not stop, according to authorities.
But off in their Kia Souls?
I mean, look.
I don't know if you can speed off in a Kia Soul.
Especially one that's been crashed into.
Those hamsters were doing it in that commercial.
Yes, they were.
Authorities say that one vehicle became disabled on the road. The other became disabled after it tried to drive into a field.
All right. Okay. Not a really good off-road vehicle, the Kia Soul. A little low to the ground for them.
Poor choice.
Off-road Kia is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. So the kids fled on foot. They were eventually caught. Mm. The trio have been charged with felony criminal possession of stolen property, criminal mischief, and one of the three was charged with obstructing governmental administration. They will have their days in Ontario Family Court. And just to send home what we just described to you here, they're accused of doing Demolition Derby on Route 96 in stolen cars in the middle of a weekday. That is the stupidest thing we've ever heard.
Yeah.
It also sounds like a hell of a lot of
fun.
Yes,
it does. And it's something these kids will talk about for the rest of their lives.
Okay. And look, before we move forward, I want to be clear.
Yeah.
We are not condoning any of this.
Do not encourage this type of behavior.
No, do not steal cars. Someone could have been killed here. Not just these kids, but someone driving down Route 96. Yeah. All of it is very, very
absolutely
bad. But at the same time, if you're 15, 16, 17 years old, this is real life Grand Theft Auto.
Bumper cars.
Yes. The only thing that's weird is how out in the open they seem to be doing it.
Yeah.
Like they weren't trying to hide
anything.
Yeah,
they're already out there. You'd think like there's some place they could go to that's not, you know, there's not as much traffic going by.
A parking lot, something.
Yes,
there you go. Look, I know there are some spots in 96 that are in the middle of nowhere, but there's always people on 96.
Right, right.
Yes, yes. It's never deserted.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Here is my question to everyone listening right now. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The story we just described, is this stupider than the stupidest thing you did as a teenager? And don't give me a knee-jerk reaction. I need you to really think about this. I need you to go through the Rolodex of dumb in your mind. Can you say for sure there wasn't something more dangerous and stupid you did as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Just drinking and driving.
Okay, that's a really good one.
Like, right off the... And now,
well, not good, but you get what I'm saying.
Like, but drinking and driving as a kid, when I say drinking and driving, I was doing it at the same time.
Oh, you had an open container?
Well, I wasn't coming from a bar, so I had to go grab the booze and drink it in the car. So I literally was drinking and driving.
Okay.
Which is really bad.
Yes.
And I did that a lot as a kid.
Okay, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, for most men, and maybe even some of you ladies listening, as dumb and as dangerous and as anger-inducing as this story is, you cannot say that you haven't done something scarier. And I want to be clear, too. We're not talking the stuff you were just caught for. Because there tends
stuff
to be...
Stuff you got lucky with.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, Kimmy, there tends to be this belief from people as they get older that if you weren't caught, well, you weren't a bad kid. And that ain't true.
No.
Right?
No. Absolutely.
It was just as dangerous... If you got away with it or the cops brought you home to your parents.
The stupid stuff I did with cars, with girls, just with friends hanging out, at work, could have all went horribly wrong.
100%.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263 if you want to be brave and honest. Were you dumber than these teenagers when you were a teenager? Because I guess there are two ways to break this down.
Mm-hmm.
There is dangerous to other people, and there is dangerous to yourself. Now, I can be dangerous to yourself. I don't think I ever did anything so dangerous to other people. But I told you about that time. We went backpacking in the woods when I was 18 years old.
But you guys got lost.
Yeah.
Right?
So we graduated high school. We were going to do this backpacking trip, just living in the woods off of what was in our backpack. We drove to this place in Pennsylvania that we just threw a dart at in the mountains.
Yeah.
I think it was the Poconos. Nobody in the group had any outdoor skills. We started up this trail for a three-day sleep-in-the-woods hike, and we got lost off the trail on the first day. And we are in the middle of the woods with no experience. We didn't bring water. Our buddy that was supposed to bring water brought beer instead.
It is a liquid.
Okay. We were in the woods for 4 days. No cell phone. Mm-hmm. We left our cell phones in the car because that was more rustic.
Yeah.
Our parents had no idea where we were.
So they were happy. Multiple day nights happening.
It gets better. All of our food was freeze-dried food, so we needed water to eat it.
Oh, well, you could mix it with the beer, could you?
We tried. I mean, we had to do it to survive. By the grace of God, we ended up finding the trail somehow that we started on, but we should have died.
Yes.
We should have died.
Or you could have had one of those deliverance moments where you met some backwater people.
Also not great. Mm. But like, there was no way to get a hold of anybody. We didn't know where we were. And here's the thing. If we would have died, they may not have ever found us.
Yeah.
We would have just four kids gone missing forever.
They would have put one of those plaques up, you know.
It would, no, because nobody knew where we were.
Oh, yeah.
It was the stupidest thing, hands down, I've ever done in my life. Ever. And I look back fondly on it.
Yeah, yeah. You
it was
should.
Also, it was one of the greatest experiences I ever had.
Because you'll never do it again.
Well, no. No.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you also had a lot of fun doing this stuff.
Well, it was fun when we realized we weren't going to die. Because I'm not going to lie to you. There was a day where I think all four of us were convinced this was the end. Like, we had run out of Jack Daniels. We had run out of Blue.
We had Jack and Blue.
My buddy packed two handles of Jack Daniels.
Jesus.
And 48,
where is he now?
48, he's a professor. He's a PhD. The kid's a PhD.
Damn.
He put 48 Labatt Blues and two handles of Jack Daniels in his backpack.
So you had something to live off of.
That, bro, that's worse. It dehydrates you. All right. With that being said, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The dicks are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this story out in Ontario County, Route 96. Three teenage kids were arrested after police say they were using two stolen Kia Souls to strike each other on purpose on Route 96.
Little road jousting.
11:30 Tuesday morning. One car became disabled on the road. The other tried to take off road to run from the cops. Can you say honestly that this stupid move was stupider and more dangerous than something you did as a kid? Let's talk to Rich. Hey, Rich, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's happening? Hey, that's a lot stupider than what I did. When I was a kid, we used to get a buddy of mine's old goddamn cross-country skis and tie a rope onto the back of his truck and go skiing down the road, man. Unbelievable.
Okay. It was July.
not July, bro. But
not really July, Tommy, not really.
No, not July. That's even stupider. But
okay, but Rich, you say it wasn't as dangerous, but like let's work this through here, man. How long was the rope you were using on the back of that car?
Yeah, it was probably 15, 20 feet maybe. Oh. And it was crazy. We'd go up on the banks. I tried this one time to jump over across a driveway, you know?
Okay.
And I landed in the snowbank so hard, face first, it looked like it's something on a cartoon, you know what I mean? Oh my god.
But Rich, you're laughing about it now. Let me ask you a question. If you saw a story where a 15-year-old kid got clipped by a woman after the car he was skiing behind turned and the woman didn't see him, you would think that kid's a complete... You're laughing. You're laughing, Rich.
He'd be a complete ass, right?
Rich.
Just like I was back.
Rich, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, man. Later.
I mean, think how wildly dangerous that is.
Yes, it is.
The amount of people you could have put in really bad spots.
Or you could have killed yourself, man.
100%.
The thing called oncoming traffic.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Phil. Hey, Phil, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Duffy? I did something really stupid with some friends. We rode the piss whip at the Webster Sewage Treatment Center.
Can you describe to me what that is?
I'm going to.
Okay, thank you. I'm
Imagine a 30-foot above-ground pool totally filled with rocks with a rotating... mechanism with arms stretched out to the perimeter spraying water down onto these rocks. So it's part of the treatment.
Okay.
The water treatment.
Okay.
So me and my buddies, I was about, I don't know, 15, I think, stuck through the fence, and this thing rotates. It rotates fairly slowly, but my buddy told me, run to the middle, get out of the middle, and crawl out to the edge. So we climb up to the edge of this thing, run to the middle, and get on the rotating booms. And basically, if we were to fall off, we would have been grounded and crushed, ground into those rocks.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Phil, why did you do this?
He didn't have a girlfriend.
Because I was 15 and I didn't know any better. My buddy had done it before. He told me the technique to do it so you could get on easily.
All right, Phil.
And I survived, you know. I mean, I only did it the one time. And, it's a story I like to share. And every time my mom hears about it, she gets pissed off at me.
Well, but Phil, let me ask you a question.
You also had to go so far out of your way to do that,
yeah,
too. That
no
wasn't
kidding.
Like a spur-of-the-moment thing that you did? Like, you planned this.
Yeah, it was. It was just something. We were out, you know, at night. I don't know. It's dark.
It tends to be at night.
No, but it is funny, Phil. Look,
something to do, you know?
Phil, I want to be clear. I'm not judging you, but it is funny when you have guys call up and tell these stories of the dangerous things they did as teenagers. They try and have excuses, mm-hmm. right? Right? You know, I only did it once. Yeah. You know, I didn't know any better.
My buddies talked me into it.
Yeah, it was dark outside. Like, none of these excuses are valid, right. Phil. Like, it was a stupid thing.
I know it was stupid, and I would never do that now, okay? And I thank God I'm still alive, but hey, we did it, and it's a story I share now.
Hey, we did it, man.
Phil, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, so here's what I'm getting. I'm sorry, Kimmy, you were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say, what is it with men and climbing things? Like, I remember there was this kid at school, and, like, especially when he drank, he just wanted to, like, scale a building or climb something. And I never understood the need to do that.
Were you a climber?
I was a pretty good climber.
Yeah.
But I also am lazy.
Okay.
I was never a known climber.
Were you a known hider at that point?
I would hide instead of climb.
What I'm noticing here with these calls that we're taking, I see you guys on hold. Give us a sec. 252-WCMF. It's this weird combination of pride in the stupid thing you did.
And got away with.
Yes. Mm. Yet enough of like a distance of excuse where you can still be mad at teenagers today.
Yes.
Right? Like, because you're doing, well, we didn't know any better. You're 15.
Yes, you knew better.
You know better.
You know dangerous.
You knew, first of all, you're like this last call, you weren't supposed to be there. You're at a water treatment plant. It's not really part of Six Flags.
If it is, it's the worst
part. Yeah, yeah.
You can read the do not enter sign. Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Did you do something stupider than these kids playing bumper cars on Route 96 in Ontario County? It's two stolen cars. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I called in to tell you guys a funny story about me and a few friends getting trapped on an island. You know, we were camping and we didn't have any food and water. But then I remembered something that is stupider than what they did.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So part of the laughter is realizing that we survived this and the uncomfortableness of dealing with how.
Fair enough.
You know, how did we survive? So what we did, I grew up in Oregon, and there's a lot of dams. And, you know, if you've ever seen a dam release pressure, a giant force of water comes out of this tube somewhere down at the bottom.
Okay.
Giant pipe. Talking like 4-foot diameter pipe.
Big
huge
old pipe.
Force of water. Okay. Yeah, so the water comes out with such force that you can, like, throw rocks down on it, and the rock will just, like, bounce off and fly, like, hundreds of feet through the air.
Okay.
When you first open this thing, it doesn't come out as hard. So my buddies and I had the bright idea to stand in front of it when it opened, because it opened at the same time every Saturday or whatever. So we all picked the pipe. It was, like, multiple pipes lined up. And we stood there, and we were like, oh, man, the water pressure could break our backs. We have a great idea. Let's strap boards behind us so that the water doesn't break our spine.
Great. Hey, that's thinking medically.
So, like, you were going to go wakeboarding on this, the pressure from this water?
Man.
Like a boogie board or something?
It was. The water came out that first pipe. Luckily, no one was standing there. The water came out that first pipe, and you could hear it like, school like that, and we all bailed. Like, oh, hell no.
But you had boards strapped to your bag.
Yeah, you know, it sounded like, oh, my God. Alex, so you got out of there before anything bad happened.
We did. Luckily, we did. But that was one of the dumbest things. I mean,
yeah, you all would have died.
From Washington State, so they were all into doing really dumb.
Whoa! You can't curse. No, you're fine. You're fine, Alex. No, you're fine, Alex. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
All right, bye.
Take care.
Going to a damn release party.
I'm trying to.
It was. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, is there like a spot like around here or the like the greater Rochester area where there's like a, you know, danger
I'm
zone
not gonna
that
say
kids
it,
like,
but
yeah.
There's like three or four places.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
oh,
I've
there's
been,
a
like,
ton of stuff
yeah.
around
yeah,
here.
I guess you're
sure.
right. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I've been to a couple of these places where you look back because, like, there's a thing that I jumped off of that you absolutely shouldn't. It's climbing and jumping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Heights.
And just because like one idiot does it, you're like, ah, they survived. I should be fine.
Which, yeah, because it's your dumb buddy who also, there's always that one.
It's like as
buddy.
Long as somebody goes first, you're okay with it for some reason.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk about, you know, this whole story's in a car.
Yeah.
All right, there's a lot of stupid car stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
Mark's on CMF. Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. What you got?
Good. Hey, so ironically, I was the kids crashing cars. Their final crash there ended up right in front of my tractor trailer.
Oh, no
almost
kidding.
Ran
oh,
right in front of me.
You saw it happen.
Yeah. right in front of me. They came, you know, they came screwing around the corner off of 96 on the Route 21, and I could see the trooper was chasing them. And the one kid looked like he was going to make a left to get on the thruway and then changed his mind, ran into the other kid. So they took out one car, and then, you know, true to the story, the kid gets out of the car and starts running. The trooper's out there with his gun drawn, screaming at him to get on the ground. Yeah, it was quite
damn.
The scene.
All right. But you're laughing.
Because we're out in, you know, this is Manchester, Shortsville. It's like, this stuff doesn't go on out here. It's
oh,
pretty
it
tame out here.
It does now, Mark. It does.
Country trouble.
Mark,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Jesus.
Man,
Christ.
That's nuts.
I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nuts. He's driving a tractor trailer.
But, like, only a guy laughs at that. Yeah. Only a guy who sees that goes, oh, yeah. Man, those kids all could have died. Man, he drew his gun. He's chasing them.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more. Guys, I really appreciate the calls. I wish we had more time here. We could go all day, people calling up this. But we'll take one more. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
What's up?
So back in my early 20s, I went to the disaster relief school right around the time of Hurricane Katrina, and we got deployed to Miami as Hurricane Katrina was making landfall, and we got all the genius idea, hey, let's go play football in a hurricane. And so we got to the point where we couldn't throw the ball more than, like, you know, in like TV show cartoons when they throw the football, it'll just hang there for a second and then start to come backwards.
Yeah.
That's the point we got to. And then I was like, hey, guys, maybe we should go back inside. They're like, oh, man, we'll just run the ball now. So we were running the ball. I'm like, all right, seriously, we need to go in. Like, this is stupid. But I'm the voice of reason in this situation.
That's not good, Ben. Mm. That's not good. Well, that's weird. That's weird. That's where the story ended?
Yeah, that's it.
No. I think there's a little bit more to the story.
You heard about more to the story, Tom?
So, you know, Ben went out for a pass, you know, because he thought he'd be a really good receiver. But, you know, he thought he was catching a football, but it was hurricanes.
Uh-huh.
You know, hurricanes down there, you have a lot of palm trees with coconuts.
Sure.
And some of those coconuts will snap off the tree. And they'll go flying through the air like an artillery shell.
No kidding.
So Ben goes out for the pass.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I'm open. And tragically, you know what happened next.
Well, what did it sound like?
Oh, my God. I admit to putting a coconut in my mouth. It doesn't taste good. Like, it does in an almond bar. It hurts a lot.
See, that's weird. Yeah. Because when that was finished, well, he got hit with the coconut. Yeah. You know, he's right on the ocean there.
Right?
It's Miami.
Yeah.
And, you know, those swells will come in.
Yeah.
Then he got a mouthful of salt water, too.
I don't like this kind of water. It's too weird.
Is Ben underwater right now? What's happening?
I have no idea. But, Ben, great
call. I'm at work.
Okay, great. Great call, Ben. Have a good rest of the day. Why did he answer that question sincerely? Are you underwater? No, I'm at work. Not underwater. All right, everybody on hold. We got to move on. I really appreciate the call.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been waiting to tell you about this since I saw it last night. Because, like, look, this business to begin with is already pretentious. Okay. You have a vision of who gets their coffee from this coffee place.
Oh, okay.
But with what they plan on adding, it seems, to their newest location in Henrietta, you got to be kidding me.
All right, what do they got going on?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So there's a lot of new things going on in Henrietta right now.
Oh, yeah, the Jeff is on fire.
Shake Shack is showing up on Jefferson Road, so everyone's excited about that. And Panera is moving their location over in front of Hobby Lobby. People are excited about that. They're going to keep operating the one in that plaza there until this new one is open. But the third thing that we were unaware of yesterday, Starbucks is opening a new Henrietta location.
Okay, but they're all over the place.
Okay, so last week, the town of Henrietta approved the new Starbucks location, which will be taking over the old Pizzeria Uno on Highland Drive.
Wow.
In that plaza there?
You know what I'm talking about. Big joint.
So you would think that they'd just be knocking that down and building a Starbucks.
Yeah.
But you'd be wrong. Story on News 8 last night says that while applying for the permit, Starbucks applied to have the option to serve alcohol and have live music.
So it almost be like a coffee house, like you would see like in New York City.
Yep, that would serve alcohol and have live music.
Damn.
This all according to the story on News 8. And again, Henrietta, it seems, approved the request.
So this is like a 60s like hipster coffee shop now.
All right, I'm asking sincerely, 252-WCMF, do they have these in other cities? Has anyone ever been to a Starbucks that serves alcohol and has live music?
I never knew any of them sold alcohol.
Neither did I.
I know like there are a few around here that are like mom and pop places. Like they're not chains, but I've never seen like a big
Well, that Love and Cup joint.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, great joint. Yeah. Nice, okay. If Starbucks is opening a coffee/bar/live music venue, could this be the most obnoxious business to ever exist in the greater Rochester area?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Think of the people that would go to a Starbucks bar live music venue.
Well, think of the people you see. Now, if you've ever been to a Starbucks, right, like you usually you go in and get your coffee and you leave. Right?
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you ever notice the people that are in Starbucks enjoying their coffee in a Starbucks?
They sit there, you're saying?
Yeah, like they're there having their Starbucks.
Okay, what are you thinking?
They're very douchey looking.
Yes, obviously.
They all have a laptop that is open, and they also, their laptop will also be stickered with whatever they're into.
Sure.
Or what cause they're trying to fight for on top of that. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to have a whole room of those people. And then I can't imagine what music is going to be booked into a Starbucks open mic poetry night.
It could be a different crowd than the Starbucks. Because I think like the Starbucks crowd, they're going for the experience you just described. Mm-hmm. I don't know if once the microphone loud music shows up.
I don't think it's gonna be loud music.
Same people that stick around.
It's gonna be cafe music.
Even if it's cafe music, like I don't know if will that disturb the regular Starbucks goers.
There will be two African instruments you've never seen before being played by 60-year-old white guys.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Right.
You're gonna have acoustic guitar guy.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Yeah. There's gonna be a banjo night.
Mm-hmm.
But not like fun old school banjo, like hipster modern banjo.
There's also going to be soft, low singing skinny girl.
Right? What do you think that would sound like? There will be a song where she pulls out a ukulele to accompany that soft singing.
And she's going to be so thin, it's going to look like an upright bass. It's going to be everything you don't like in music.
Yeah, so,
and I don't know. So if I'm paying $4 or $5 for a high end coffee drink, what's the whack on alcohol going to be?
Seriously, is that a $35 glass of wine?
It could be.
In all sincerity, Right? Because you know it's going to be a wine bar, too, right? Like, they're going to serve
wine. Sure, they'll
wine.
Sell a lot of wine.
They're going to serve wine and, like, a beer that's made of soy sauce from some country
healthy
that you've
beer.
Never, yeah, never mm-hmm. heard of before.
Yeah.
It's locally sourced, and it's grown by a tribe of people that hadn't had any contact with human beings. Who goes to this? Who would want to go to this?
It's got to be targeting... like college students, because RIT is right there.
Right.
You got MCC right there. Mm-hmm.
But Tommy brought up Lovin' Cup. That's literally on the campus of RIT.
Yeah, yeah,
like this
right.
is, you would have to get
there
in a car
other, yeah.
and drive
there are
to.
Other options.
Yeah, and that's the
and
other...
ones that like people are pretty loyal to at this point.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. look, there are a lot of like coffee shops that serve alcohol and have live music that have been around in Rochester for decades.
Right.
Yeah.
Decades. Starbucks is going to do this? If that's what they're planning on doing? Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to make it into like a Greenwich Village kind of hipster coffee house.
But if you're looking for that, I don't know if you're going to a Starbucks in Henrietta to do that.
Which
you
is weird. I'm with you. Like, if you're looking for that,
like you would go to like the South Wedge. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you'd probably
there
go.
There are places
like
that in town.
Okay, unless they're banking, if what they're proposing is what we think it's going to be, unless they're banking on, Kimmy, people our age that enjoyed going to those coffee houses when they were in high school, college, in their early 20s, and now they've moved out to
the
suburbs.
They want the suburb experience.
Yeah.
But you're right. It would be weird to be like, oh, I'm going to go have like an independent fun night
in the middle of a parking lot.
Starbucks. their billionaire CEO.
International
was,
chain.
Yeah, but he was testifying on Capitol Hill yesterday
about how union busting.
Yeah, treat their workers. I'm going to go enjoy an independent Starbucks.
That skinny girl's going to have a song about it.
What would they sound like?
I brought out the heat and I drove all the coffee away. Where have all the coffee houses gone?
I hope this is funny to other people. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story on News 8 last night says that Starbucks will be opening in the old Pizzeria Una location in the Plaza in Henrietta, but it says that they the permit permits them to sell alcohol and be a live music venue.
It's going to be a hit.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, every
Starbucks is a hit, and they seem to not miss.
But I also think Starbucks is a place where a lot of people, especially work from home people, will just go sit and do their work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need all this.
Well, maybe it's a regular coffee place, Starbucks during the day.
Yeah,
and then it's a cafe at night.
Yeah,
exactly. Because, Starbucks, they're not 24 hours, right?
No.
I think I can count on one hand the amount of times I've been in a Starbucks.
I'm still paying off a cup.
Can you imagine?
No.
The amount of L.L. Bean clothing that will be inside that Starbucks.
It'll be slammed with puffy vests. I think Puffy Vest is going to be singing, doing some comedy there.
Oh, I love it. Are you talking about Puffy Vest, the high-voiced comedian female that plays the ukulele while she does her jokes? You know what? You remember my favorite bit that she does?
What's that? Oh, hey, hi, everybody. Welcome to Starbucks for comedy night. Two Puffy Vests walked into the coffee shop and... It was fine. Everybody accepted the name. We accept everybody here. Welcome to Starbucks.
The amount of guys in khakis with shoes that look like sandals/boots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The khaki dad.
Oh my God. Because I'm trying to picture too. Like Kimmy, you bring up a great point.
Mm.
If I'm into the
that
kind of
scene.
Yeah. So you're not going to get a lot of young people unless there is a migration from RIT.
Yeah, unless like
over.
They're maybe following the Hipster person kids. That's performing, you know what I mean? That brings in a lot of crowd sometimes.
So this is going to be like your 40, 50, 60-year-old suburban
It's going to be the same people you see at Jazz Fest.
Oh, my
you're
God.
Gonna,
you're
going
right,
to get
right.
the Jazz
right.
Fest dad.
Jazzy dad.
Where all the jazzy dads gone? I've gone to Starbucks, everyone.
The other weird thing to me,
what?
You know, with Starbucks, if this is what we think it is, what it becomes, everything, right? It's weird how many places are trying to sell alcohol like it's going to help with their business. Because Henrietta has a place that will serve you alcohol every 10 feet.
Yes, they do.
Right? And that
but alcohol is starting to show up in places where you never had alcohol.
But that's what's weird about it.
Yeah.
Is, okay, like
movie theaters are pushing the booze now.
Okay. Right? Fair. You're right.
There's certain, around the country, grocery stores, shopping centers, where now you could get a glass of wine while you shop.
Even in Henrietta, there are fast food-like restaurants that where you can buy a glass of wine or a beer now, which is strange.
It's but like we're living in Europe.
But here's the thing. That plaza that Starbucks is going to be in also has a liquor store that is owned by Wegmans.
Yeah.
And then there's a liquor store half a mile down Jefferson Road, right? So, like, I can get that and go home. Or I can go to Nantastic, where they have beer on tap and wine by the, like, bottle you can open up there. Like, the point I'm making is, like, if I want to have a unique alcohol experience, there's already like 30 places just on Jefferson Road I can go. Yeah. Like, why am I going to Starbucks for a glass of wine?
Well, because you want your coffee, you want your wine, and you want your douchey music.
Okay.
Right?
All right. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to John real quick. Hey, John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, you guys sound like kindred animals degrading people because they wear L.L. Bean or want to go to some cheesy Starbucks such as this. Just some feedback.
Any other feedback for the rest of the show, John?
No, no. You might want to come up with some better material for your day-to-day show because you're really scraping the bottom.
Well, John, here's what we're doing. We've actually been researching other comedians, and there's this really good comedian that's come into this new Starbucks in Henrietta. Tommy, you what's that? What have we been researching?
Oh, that new girl that's coming
in? Yeah, what's how's it going?
The skinny girl?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to John's here tonight. He's not really enjoying the music or any of the things we're doing right now because he's just a dick. But he hates the show, but he calls it up anyway, which is kind of ironic.
How dare you make fun of a billion-dollar global national corporation?
Good, John.
You probably struck a nerve because John was probably wearing the exact outfit you were describing. John looked down and got angry at the break room.
You're defending
Starbucks.
All right, that's fine. Hey, different strokes.
Yeah.